So the Prime Minister is out of ISO, off to the United States this week, New York, Washington, San Francisco. So what do we hope to get out of it? Jordan Smalls, the Executive Director of the New Zealand US Council, and is with us. Jordan, morning.
Good morning, Mike.
So the last trip, first 2 years since COVID, we went to Singapore and Japan. Nothing really happened. Is there anything tangible going to come out of this?
Yeah, there'll be a number of deals inked during the time, as you did see in Japan and Singapore. Those things really matter. They, they're good at the government-to-government level, but they're also good at the business level as well. So we'll see a bunch of those things. There is the intangible with promoting New Zealand's sort of brand and brand story, and the Prime Minister's really good at doing that stuff. And so she'll be focused on exciting US visitors to come down to New Zealand to spend their money in the tourism sector, in our hospitality sector. That stuff has tangible benefits.
Nothing of an FTA, though. We need an FTA with America, don't we?
Absolutely, we need an FTA with America, and that's going to be on the top of any agenda item for any New Zealand Prime Minister until we get it. But there are other things we can be doing to advance New Zealand exporters' interests. Smaller things that have commercial benefits, and if we stack those up, then you start to see some sort of bigger outcomes, and that's what we should be focused on.
Any sense of the size of the delegation? 13 business leaders went up to Japan. I was astonished. I mean, I thought they'd pack a plane. Is this a big one or not really?
It's a smaller one. I understand about 12 to 15 business leaders. So it's on the slightly smaller side. I think COVID and COVID planning is partly behind that. But if you look at the composition of the delegation, very much in that innovation, technology, not so much creativity with the LA leg not being there, and then sort of our innovative and sustainable primary producers. So the composition, I think, of that delegation is what's significant, because it's it really points to how this relationship with the US has evolved over the last 15 years.
Wow.
And it's in that technology and innovation space that's, I think, really, really exciting. You look at that, our kind of exports of computer services and ICT, just in the last year alone, those have increased 16%. If you look over the last 5 years, 60 to 70% increase in those sorts of exports to the US. So that's a really good story.
You really need Biden for the cream on the cake, though, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. It'd be lovely to have a White House visit on this trip. If it doesn't happen this time, I'd expect it'll happen in the very near future. I mean, the relationship's really strong. Prime Minister's in regular contact with Biden and the administration. So, that relationship is strong anyway. It'll happen. Hopefully it's on this trip.
All right, look forward to the details. Appreciate it very much. Jordan Small, the New Zealand US Council Executive Director. I've often questioned whether America are actually free traders at the end of the day. I mean, if you look at the size of the lobby industry in Washington, there's a lot of people paid hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars a year to basically put America's interests first, and we're a true free trader, one of the true free traders in the world. And I just don't, I mean, you look at agriculture and stuff like that, they're hung up on that, and I don't know that we'll ever get a really good FTA. Certainly nothing like the one we've got with, for example, the one we signed recently with Britain. But let's see what happens and see what the week holds.